Yeah, it was obviously disappointing. Really disappointed we didn't compete in the manner required at the level a quarter time. That was all the message was. And then, you know, it might sound odd, but I thought the second half in particular, I thought our hit and that improved in the second quarter, and they really pressured in the first half, 44 tackles to something like 13 or something, so that was disappointing. And then it was important that we fought on in a manner, even though I think the first half we lost by, was it 74 points or something, and the second half by 29, so in the third quarter we actually had more shots. So I thought there was enough character that got shown. We just didn't totally surrender, so that was important. They're a hard-nosed professional team. We looked at it coming in. I think they had four players different from last year, and I think we had 14 or 15. So that's quite significant. But I'm loath to make excuses. But that's a fact. I think we had seven first-year players. So we'd spoken about internally, we've been pleased the amount of tight games we've been in and being competitive. But there's always been a concern that these games are around the corner against quality that are dog hungry. And I spoke to the players at the end. There's two levels in the AFL. Those that participate and, you know, you can make a living. But then there's those teams and the clubs that are serious about winning premierships and you play with an intent and attack on the ball that the Swans displayed today and have displayed for a lot of this year. So that's the lesson our young group need to take out of it. We got a few that already understand that. I thought Fife really dug in and was overwhelmed. I thought Stephen Hill dug in. But you need weight of numbers, so those young players need to learn that lesson. You don't sit in your bubble in Perth and people slap on your back after beating the Gold Coast. This is the real AFL, and that's what we spoke about. As long as they learn that, we can go forward. So they were the main issues. If you want to talk about mechanics, it was centre square bounce got obliterated early, and for the majority. And some have been reasonable with that, but when they got the ball in the D50 in defensive mid, they just swept it the whole way. So it came out pretty easy, but no one was on their man in a manner that they should have been, and they allowed easy goals. So that was the mechanics of it.
You talk about two levels of the AFL, those who can make a living and those who want to win premierships. Do you have that in your change room there, blokes?
Yeah, well, we think we do, but it takes time to get to that level. We understand that. Our club's been at that level of playing in prelims and grand finals for a period of time, and where I was at St Kilda, so I understand what it looks like and what it feels like and the intent, and so does Fife and so does Hill. So, but over time, you're going to filter out at your club those that do and those that don't. So well, we think there's a bit of character in there. We're not enjoying this, but we understand it's part of the journey.
At the first break, Ross, you brought your players in quickly and spoke to them. Was it to try and stem the damage or try and say, you know, hold your pressure on the Swans or keep fighting for the ball?
Yeah, just to reiterate, I just said we need to compete.
Sure.
I can't polish this.
Yep.
You know, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's probably a duck, isn't it? Eh? I probably didn't use that analogy, but you couldn't polish that. So it was about really just, it's not about mechanics, it's about competing.
Yep.
And get the hit around the ball, and we'd let ourselves down, and it's important from here. Well, it's about more than this game. It's always more than the game you're playing. There's always a big picture. So, not in a sense, I thought we did that in a manner.
That younger group of players, there was there anyone in particular that kind of stood out amongst the fire, particularly in the second half then?
No, not particularly.
The first half, was that as uncompetitive as this team has been this season?
I think we've had a couple of glimpses. Adelaide in the wet, Brisbane up there.
Yeah.
Maybe you could throw them in Port Adelaide first half. But the Port Adelaide game were more experienced. So, but look, you're going to win and lose where we're at. But it's take the feedback and improve. And we've played some good teams, we've played some pretty good football at times. So we understand that we need more consistency, but it's going to happen.
What can you get out of the final two games, Richmond and Essendon?
Yeah, it's really important to improve your footy. Go harder at the ball, strike at the ball. I think learn about pressure in big-time football. Big-time football is 44 tackles in the first half at home and taking any risk out of the contest early. That's what it's about. So we're playing Richmond next week, and they're a very good team. So we beat them early in the year. We know our best is capable, but, you know, we need to deliver that.
What about the progress of Cam McCartney, Ross? He got two goals today. Are you pleased with his progress?
Yeah, it's always good to get two goals. Yeah, that's six in 2 weeks. That's not bad.
Monday copped a bit of a knock in the first quarter but came back on it. Is he OK, and did you suffer any injuries over the course of the day?
Yeah, I haven't had an update yet. Monday, yeah, he came back on, so Lachie Neal was a little bit sore, but nothing significant, all those bits and pieces that you generally cop in an AFL game. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.